Members of the 458th Ordnance Service Company based in Onalaska worked hard to keep equipment working for soldiers in Iraq, despite difficulty getting parts. Sergeant First Class Thomas Blahoviak from Green Bay was with the 377th based in Manitowoc when he was attached to the 458th. It was Blahoviak's job to oversee collection of working parts from damaged vehicles and other equipment so the unit could fix the equipment for use in the war.
Close to $3 million worth of parts we pulled off of used vehicles to turn back into the system, because we inventoried what we pulled off, and that's roughly what we turned back into the system was about $3 million in the entire time we were there.
Blahoviak says it was faster to repair vehicles with salvaged parts than to wait for orders to arrive from the states. Neither Blahoviak nor First Lieutenant Dustin Owen of La Crosse will comment on the length of the war or demonstrations against it. Owen says a soldier must stay neutral, and he says he knows he may have to go back.
You just got to have that always in your back of your mind that that's going to happen, that could happen. Not sure it's going to happen, but your number comes up, you got to go again, then you just got to, you've already signed up for the job, you raised your right hand, it's part of the service.
About 40 Army reservists were honored in the ceremony Sunday. The group spent a year in Iraq, returning this past July. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.